You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. I don't know about you, but when that alarm went off this morning, I felt it as the shift to daylight saving time started this weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us why we changed the clocks.
It's the shortest weekend of the year. Clocks spring forward Saturday in the middle of the night, taking an hour of our sleep away. Daylight saving time happens for a few reasons. It's meant to save energy consumption, and it also aligns with the sunlight better, meaning less time turning the lights on at home. Outdoor enthusiasts love it because it'll stay darker longer in the morning and lighter later in the evening. If we stuck to standard time all year, sunrise in July would be at 4 a.m. and sunset would be earlier at about 7:30. So we shift up an hour to have it make more sense with our daily lives that go by the clock.
Over 200 participants protested outside of a Save Wisconsin rally in Suamico Saturday. They were there protesting State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel, but also U.S. Representative Tony Weed, who protesters criticized for voting for cuts for Medicaid. They also called out a lack of any town hall events from the congressman. Weed did announce on Friday that he will host a teletown hall this evening, although call-in details have not yet been released. U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to keep investigating the Madison City Clerk's Office. With more, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Now, this all started with the 193 absentee ballots staff found after the November election. Those votes weren't counted. And everyone's in agreement. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale told leaders about it weeks later. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale waited weeks to tell leadership, including the mayor's office, the city attorney, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That timeline is under particular scrutiny. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs.
We've got what I can only say is this absolutely shocking set of dates post-election where every opportunity to fix this is ignored. This feels like a complete lack of leadership and a refusal to be where the buck stops, because the buck stops with the clerk to manage their own chief inspectors and their own mistakes, and you don't get to put your head in the sand for weeks at a time.
Now, these almost 200 ballots were not enough to change the outcome of any election, but the commissioners say that's not the point. Commissioner Mark Thompson.
What's really important is 193 ballots didn't get counted. It wasn't that it didn't change the result. That's a consequence. But the right being protected is the 193.
Now, the commission chose to continue their investigation and force staff to sit for depositions. That will undoubtedly include the clerk herself. They could decide Witzel-Bale acted improperly or even illegally. They also voted to send guidance to clerks around the state before the April 1st election, telling them to look everywhere and make sure every ballot is counted. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Meanwhile, four Wisconsin voters whose ballots were not counted in the November presidential election have initiated a class action lawsuit seeking $175,000 in damages each. A spokesperson for the city of Madison declined to comment on the planned lawsuit, but said the city is taking steps to ensure that the mistakes never happen again. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new state Supreme Court justice and a state superintendent of public instruction. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said on Wednesday that not many people are paying attention. The poll found 39% of respondents say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race. 42% say some, some, and 19% admit they've heard nothing at all. On the superintendent's race, it's about half of that. Only 18% have heard a lot, 47% a little, and 35% nothing at all. The Supreme Court candidates are Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. In the superintendent's race, incumbent Democrat Jill Underley is opposed by challenger Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant backed by conservatives. The new Marquette poll was released on Wednesday. Governor Tony Evers released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. Melissa Kay reports.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
State Democrats have introduced a bill that would require the Wisconsin State Legislature to convene in a special session if federal funding is frozen. The legislation was introduced by Christian Phelps and named the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act. In a press release, Phelps called the funding freezes unlawful, reckless, and cruel, and said the state needs to be ready to provide whatever support it can for communities that lose needed funding. Republicans hold the majorities in both the state assembly and the state senate. A female inmate died at the Marinette County Jail last week. According to a news release, correctional officers were alerted to a medical emergency in one of the cell pods Tuesday night. EMS personnel with Aurora Medical Center and the Marinette Emergency Rescue Squads were unable to resuscitate Christy Meverden of Pound. The 34-year-old's death remains under investigation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learned they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the LA Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5% according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. Cynthia Erivo is not just a Broadway star and Oscar-nominated singer-actor. The Emmy, Grammy, and Tony winner has just signed on to her next project, which will be an action thriller movie. There are not many details about the plot just yet, but Lionsgate has indicated the project will start production in June. This will just add momentum to the role Erivo is already on. She has signed on to play Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and will host the Tonys. Dolly Parton released a new song in honor of her deceased husband of 60 years, Carl Thomas Dean. The song is called If You Hadn't Been There, I Wouldn't Be Here. Dean passed away a few days ago at the age of 82. The two met on Parton's first day in Nashville at a laundromat. Parton says Dean called out to her to get her attention, and the two never looked back. At first, she probably thought he just needed quarters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lots of sunshine today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 65 for a high. The wind southwest 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 to 30 here by this afternoon. A cold front comes through tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and not windy, 43. But we're back to the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.